The next patient is Lynette, L-Y-N-E-T-T-E. Last name, Tacy. T like in tango, A like in alpha, C like in Charlie, Y like in Yankee. Lynette Tacy. Number one. Clinical case of a 67-year-old white female that is followed in the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 4, period. The most likely situation is that the patient has CKD 4 associated to the chronic administration of lithium and some degree of nephrosclerosis. Period. The patient is to continue avoiding the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, the COX-2 inhibitors, period. This patient has the serum creatinine of 2.9 with a chloride of 112, a CO2 of 23, and an estimated EFR that is 17 mLs per minute. There is a progressive deterioration of the kidney function. The patient has a serum of phosphorus that is a 3.4. Number two, hypothyroidism. The TSH is 0.40. The T4 is 1, and the T3 is 2.1, which is a slightly decreased. The patient is supposed to continue with the same replacement. Number three. The patient used to have chronic fluid overload. However, this fluid overload has disappeared, period. The patient is very well compensated. Following number, the patient had a evidence of elevation of the PTH has been placed on the administration of Sensipar, and the laboratory workup shows that the PTH is down to 78 and the calcium is 9.1. Hopefully, the control of the hypercalcemia and the hyperpara will prevent the deterioration of the kidney function. Furthermore, following number, bipolar disorder that is compensated. Following number, history of arterial hypertension, very compensated, 162 over 83. The patient weighs 152 pounds. We're going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. The patient was emphasized the need for her to stay away from salt, excessive amount of fluid, and decrease as much as possible the amount of protein, especially the meats, including chicken, pork, and red meat, industrial production, period. Paragraph, we invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 8 minutes in the documentation.